This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I had something I wanted to ask you about this, because this is actually a part of music history. When you think about this dude, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, on this first day of January, in for the morning shift, 7 o'clock, top of the hour, we got to go. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And a happy new year to all y'all in Loganville.
In Loganville.
And my question to you is, when you hear this dude, you
black
think
dresses.
Yes. You think of the Robert Palmer girls. Look at you,
Greg. Black dresses. Yeah.
In a related story, did you notice I'm wearing the same thing I was wearing yesterday?
Yeah, what's up with that?
New Year's Eve, I came in here and I was wearing this, and New Year's Day, the morning,
it's right back.
Wearing the same thing.
Yeah, man.
What does that make me?
Consistent. I don't know.
It made me a head.
Is that what it is?
How many back, but what I was getting at here, in the history of music or even if you want to just say rock and roll, and I hate to call them accessories, but they're not really backup singers.
Because they weren't singing.
Yeah, they weren't like the Pips.
Or the Ike Yetts.
Exactly.
The Ike Yetts were a show now.
Actually, you know what? You're right. And Ray Charles is when he first started, too.
Yeah. You know, the background. But not just that. They had to try to keep up with Tina. Yeah. Ike Yetts had to work, man. Think about it.
I think about me being very young.
That is a challenge.
I would scooch to the TV.
That was a challenge for anybody to try to keep up with that woman dancing. I'm serious, man.
You're still talking about dancing, right?
They had to. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead. No, you're right, though. You're right. Tina Turner, look, that was.
That was part of the job. You want this job? This is what you got to do. You got to keep up with Tina Turner, man. That's a heck of
and
a gig.
Y'all don't understand. There was no other woman, period. Period. Let alone, you know, black woman, but just period.
Yeah.
On TV, moving like that with that.
And they had to keep up with her. That's just amazing.
And for an impressionable young boy.
Yeah, we wonder what practices, what rehearsals were like to know that. That's the thing.
But see, you know what? They had a thing because they had to do better than what Motown was doing. They weren't with Motown.
Right.
And you knew that they all had dance moves and they had the people that Berry Gordy put to the side to help them with stage performance.
And whatnot, right?
All of that.
Yeah.
So everybody else had to go that extra mile. So it was like they went and got trained at the James Brown studio.
Something, man.
Oh, yep. So anyway, I got me thinking about Robert Palmer girl, shout out to him. Did you see the opposite of that? Who took a shot at that?
Oh,
Shania Twain. When she put that video out and she had dudes behind her. You never saw that video? Yeah, she took a shot at it and she dressed up like the girls in his videos.
So okay.
I forgot what song that was. Something like that. Mr. Crenshaw.
Yeah.
Will you please take over the show?
I don't have a whole lot today because you know people are kind of chilling, and tomorrow some things will pick up. But we do have a few things that took place yesterday. There was some college basketball yesterday. Georgia Tech went on Tobacco Road up to Durham, North Carolina. Always a difficult place to play up there at Cameron Indoor. A little hat box of a building that it is. It make it look a little bit bigger on TV, but man, that's a tight building, and they get you in there, and the fans are right on top of you.
More than Cameron crazy.
Oh man, it's an amazing place. And so they go there, and Tech actually had a lead at halftime. They had a lead at halftime of this game, but they end up falling to Duke 85-79. Duke is having a tremendous season. They're 12-1 so far. Tech is now 9-5. They are home Saturday against Boston College at 2:00. Kwazi Reeves had a 23-point effort for Georgia Tech. Also, Georgia State was on the road up at Marshall. And our friend of Dave Cohen got to spend New Year's Eve in wonderful Huntington, West Virginia. I say anything wrong with Huntington, West Virginia. Like I said, when I went up there, that's where I experienced fried bologna sliders.
You never had fried bologna sandwiches?
No, but sandwiches, not sliders.
Okay.
I've had the fried bologna sandwich. I'm talking about a fried bologna. And you go to the restaurant and the deli, you see it on the menu. You said, I got to try that. I'm trying to eat good. You're on the road. So I had a salad, right?
And Diet Coke on the side?
I had a salad, right? I'm trying to eat right on the road because, you know, press box food, you ain't going to have all kinds. So I'm like, all right, I'm on lunch. I'm going to this place, which is a very nice establishment. You go to West Virginia, there's a Marshall-like Hall of Fame type sports-themed place there in the town. You can go in, like, sports bar, go and have something nice to eat. So I'm having a salad, and I see this on the menu. And I when you order them, there's, like, four of them, I think you get. And I asked the waitress, can I get two instead of four? Just let me get two. I just want to, like my grandma would say sometimes, she won't taste it. I just want to get a taste.
Get a little taste.
I just want a little taste of it, baby. That's all I want. bring me a couple of them sliders. Let me check them out. Thin slice on a little bun with some nice sauce and a thin slice bun. It works. It works. I don't know if
anyone. Is it like those Hawaiian buns?
Yeah, well,
kind of
one of those one of those type buns.
Can't be a thick piece of bread.
You know, nothing thick, but just a thin slice bologna and on that is outstanding. Anyway, Georgia State was up there, and I don't know if they got the fried bologna sliders, but they were like, what's wrong, man? I got to ask. What's wrong?
I'm enjoying you this morning, man. You just doing deep dives into stuff. It's like I rubbed up on you. Finally took the 2026, but I get this Greg on me here. I can't shut up.
You know,
talking nonsense.
I'm not talking. I'm just letting people know what's happening.
No, this is beautiful.
In Huntington,
we're doing our own show. We're doing a show for each other.
Marshall was the winner over Georgia State, 84-80. Panthers get Jelani Hamilton, 15 points. Trey Scott at 15 points. We know Trey's dad. He used to do some work here, and he's working NBA TV. Dennis.
Yeah,
15 points, 5 rebounds playing for Georgia State this year. They move on to play at Coastal Carolina Saturday at 1:00 and see if they can get in the win column there. Let's see, Kennesaw State goes back to work on Saturday. They're up the road at Liberty. We see what happens with them as they get into Conference USA play. Don't forget women's basketball this afternoon. Miss Hannah Hidalgo is in town, and she is a show, folks. I mean, at 4:00, Notre Dame women will be over at Georgia Tech on New Year's Day. So, I mean, if you don't want to see one of the early games, you're waiting for the Georgia game later on tonight, you will see one of the prime players. Women's college basketball is in our city, and we're playing today. So that's coming up at 4:00. One other thing. This weekend, the third annual Georgia Flag Football Coaches Association. You didn't know that was
no,
such an organization.
No.
The Georgia Flag Football Coaches Association will have their third annual All-Star Tournament happening Saturday at Life University. Some of the best talent in the state of Georgia will be playing All-Star games. I've got to reached out to Coach Bergdorf over at McEachern. He's telling me some of these teams are practicing in the area today. You got Team Fulton, you got Team Cobb, you got some, you know, all representing areas, and they're expecting about 10 college coaches to be there to see this, folks. That's a real thing. Girls flag football, there are women's teams at the colleges. The number of teams are growing, and they found out that because we're supporting it and playing it here in our state and playing very well with support from the Falcons and the Arthur Blank Foundation and people who are thinking this is a great thing, and plus with the preparation for the Olympics, where we may be grooming a young Olympian from right here in our state to play in the Olympics out in L.A., as flag football will be a sport. So the All-Star Games are coming up Saturday. That will be at Life University. And like I said, them college coaches are going to be out there. And moms and dads, you know what to do. You got that daughter. Girl, you better get out there and catch that ball in the backyard with your brother. And get ready to get some of these college dollars that are available. So that's something that is happening on Saturday.
I saw the greatest combination of people in a commercial that I never expected to see. Mm-hmm. First of all, yeah. I never expected to see one of them, period, in any kind of commercial. But we've seen a lot of this person. But I saw a commercial during the game yesterday. Can't even remember what the product was. But it featured, are you ready for this?
Okay.
Beast Mode, Marshawn Lynch.
Okay, he's selling a lot of stuff.
And Trinity Rodman.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I can
those
see
two.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I want to know what happens in the downtime, what they talk about. You know, off, you know, in base camp.
Yeah.
Before they get on there.
Oh, no.
That was a beautiful combination. Two people, I was like, I want that all day long.
Yeah.
I just do, right? And Beast Mode now, Marshawn has flipped it. Who did we see do this first? There was somebody who just didn't want anything to do with media, and next thing you know, they're popping everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. We see that from time to time. We even saw Bob Knight do that. You know, he had ESPN gig for a while, right? So you see that every now and then. But with him, I always wondered, you know, yeah, when he was a player, that was the thing. He wasn't going to talk and whatnot. But he has this great foundation that was doing cool mm-hmm. things for kids in his hometown. And I'm like, don't you want to use some of that time to talk about that? That was my thing.
He letting his work do the talking for him.
I guess, but I'm seeing the media is there for you. Share with them what you're doing for some of your young people. To me, that was a missed opportunity for him. Other people like Stephen A. said, well, you need to talk to the media anyway. I'm not coming at him like that. But if the cameras are there and you can make a deal with them, say, I'm going to answer three questions. Let me tell you about this kid, Rico Smith. He was having a hard time in school, you know, thought he was going to drop out. He got with our foundation. We got with him, and now he's a leader in school. And now he's doing well with his team, and he's probably going to go to college. Don't you want to help more kids like Rico? To me, when the camera's there, the mic's there, you got an opportunity. Okay, that's what I got for you. Now give me three questions. Make them good.
But he did that for a while before any opportunity with a camera in front of him.
Why not? The camera's there after the games.
I'm not talking about recently.
Since done playing, but I'm talking about while he was playing. To me, that was a window. I don't know who had his ear or who he would have been listened to, but to me, that made sense. If you're going to have that kind of attention around you to use it for a cause, it's your cause. I think people would listen to it.
And you're absolutely right, but I think he took a page from Snoop because for the longest time, we didn't know what Snoop was doing. We heard about him working with kids, but if you didn't follow him or follow high school sports, even—
He was taking a page out of Steve Carlton. He just wasn't going to talk to you about nothing.
Who are you talking about? Beast Mode?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm talking about as far as his football league. He was— because nobody knew for a long time— how much Snoop was working with these young kids and how they have ascended through it.
But that's an entertainer. He doesn't have a camera in front of him every Sunday. You know,
he got a camera in front of him a whole lot
But 16 weeks he has this camera in front of him. And to me, why not make the most of it? That was always my thing with Beast Mode. But I mean, he first of all, he showed us that he had a personality with the Skittles commercials,
mm-hmm.
right? You know, this guy got great personality. He's aware of stuff. He knows what's going on. And he just, you know, it's cool to see him doing stuff he's doing now. I just think when he was an active player, you know, the opportunity was there too.
As we turn the calendar on another year and you think back on the history of things, and I do that sort of thing. I'm a historian.
Yeah.
To some extent here, but you wonder how these things existed. But then when you take another second and think about people do whatever it is that they need to do, the human spirit is amazing. Mm-hmm. If left to its own devices, you'd be surprised at what you could do if you had to. But there was a period in this time, in this country, that these two things were prevalent. And this is the day they started. They went on for a while. Could you imagine going into a public bathhouse? But that was a thing.
Yeah.
The first public bathhouse opened on this date.
I couldn't.
But you know that was a thing, right? How many houses you heard about? Listen, grandparents from people who are around now talk about not having running water coming to their house.
Mm-hmm. Very much.
So that was pretty much the country. That was one thing. And the other one was the first horse-drawn fire engine.
Okay.
You got a fire at your house, we got to get the horses together. That's like the Budweiser commercial, right?
Yep.
Sort of with the Clydesdales.
Right.
Yeah, that
right.
happened on this day, started on this day. And it's hard to believe and think about these things being an everyday part of life, but it was. And anyway, but on a positive note, how many mornings did you wake up and watch the Tournament of Roses parade?
Yeah.
It started off as the Rose Parade. Well, it started off as the Tournament of Roses, but now just the Rose Parade, of course, started on this day. I want to thank you guys for letting us be a part of your New Year's Day morning. We're in for the morning shift. Noel is coming up with a Noel's World before the end of this hour. But up next, going to talk to Terrell Thomas, East Urban Times, about this road trip the Hawks are on right now. It is Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Game and 92.9 GuyTheGame.com. Happy New Year!
Happy New Year! I know when I hear tubas and trombones that I need you to introduce the music.
That is the Morgan State Band, and we talked about the Rose Bowl Parade.
Yep.
They are the HBCU. They are the band from a historically black college and university that will be marching in the parade today. From Baltimore, Maryland, the Bears. Of the Mighty Majestic Marching Band. I think that's what they're called, a band.
The Mighty Majestic, okay.
With Bears. They are in the Rose Bowl Parade today. So when you watch for them.
Okay.
And they're busy. They're busy. I mean, when they're out there for that parade, they're performing. This was from a performance they gave at like a marching festival for all the bands. They bring them together at like a junior college there, and they march around the track and do a on-field performance. They have them at different places around the city that they perform in, and then they march in the parade today.
Here's my thing, and I know we got Terrell. He's going to join us, and I'm sure he wonders about this too. When you think about that parade, that is probably the biggest national parade as far as being held in a regular size. What size city is Pasadena?
Pasadena? I call it L.A. But I mean,
but it's Pasadena. It's off
Pasadena. I mean,
so that would be the equivalent of maybe like Alpharetta versus Atlanta.
Probably so.
Something like that, or Rome.
So. My point. I think of all the concentration and all the focus that's on that area,
well,
right?
I'm wondering about the hotel rooms. All the people that are performing in that parade.
Oh yeah, they can't all stay there. They gotta have different places to bus them in, right?
That's what I'm saying. Everybody can hang out in New York for Macy's, but this one they got to be spread out. Don't you think about that, Terrell? He's not there.
Good morning. I can't say I've thought about that as of yet.
A little early, man. Happy New Year, man.
Happy New Year, man.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year, family. Great to be talking with you guys, ladies and gentlemen, this morning.
Yeah.
We're going to get him a new phone for next year, by the way.
It's 2026, man. We made it. We made it, right?
Yes, we did. Well.
Yeah, we made it. God is good. God is good.
He made it, and he has himself a new baby.
Yeah, now.
Ready.
All right, now.
I mean, he'll be at that ceremony with a walker when the kid graduates.
Oh, God. See, that's just wrong. That is just wrong, man.
Why you have to do that? I got to go see Junior graduate.
Why you have to do that this morning, man? What's wrong with you, Greg? You know?
I'm having fun with this. Is my boy. And plus, he missed my message yesterday.
Uh-oh.
Didn't he?
Yikes.
Didn't you?
Uh-oh.
AT&T, you know, sometimes. Maybe it was that New Year's Eve effect. Maybe it was something like that, I think.
Terrell, these guys, they got the win yesterday, meaning the Hawks against Minnesota. Ant-Man checked out fourth quarter. All right, we've already talked about that story, but these guys coming off a 7-game losing streak, getting that victory, and then heading out to Hartsfield for a 3-game road trip, come back for one game. And by the way, that should be a win. You should be able to check that win right now because it's against the Pelicans. Then they head out west. Overall, for the beginning of January, where in your mind, and when you think about this team right now, given how it's presently constructed, Porzingis is back. Trey didn't play last night, but he's obviously going to have a presence in this road trip. All healthy. How do you feel about this team from what you've seen heading into the second half of this season?
Yeah, I think this will be a very telling week for the Hawks. It'll be a very telling kickoff to 2026. I was surprised actually to find out on Tuesday that Porzingis would actually be in the lineup yesterday. And he looked pretty good. He looked pretty good. Of course, he was on a minutes restriction, but his shot looked well. He looked like he had some oomph in his game. He was able to get to the rim fairly easy. I think this will, you know, we hear a lot of things swirling right now when it comes to the Atlanta Hawks. And I think it's very unfortunate because we haven't seen the team as the Hawks have wanted it to be constructed out on the court so far due to injuries and stuff like that. So healthy, I think the Hawks have a chance to make some noise, but the schedule was very, very, very daunting when you think about them going to Madison Square Garden to see the Knicks, then back-to-back that'll take place in Canada and Toronto, as we mentioned. Only one home game coming up in the next week or so, week and a half pretty much. So it won't be an easy road, but I think it'll tell us a whole lot about where the Hawks are. And they're still really consider making some moves before the trade deadline.
Yeah, absolutely, folks. Spending time on the waitfor.com hotline on this New Year's morning. So glad you're with us. So glad this guy is with us, Terrell Thomas. And he is social. First time we do that for the year. You always find him at Eldorado 2452, at Eldorado 2452. I look at this team and I look at what they accomplished yesterday in getting that win. Jalen Johnson doing what we've seen him do so much. Are you content right now to have Okongwu to stay in that starting role with Porzingis in the supporting role? Do you look down the road to flip that? Or are you just, you know, if it's like Porzingis gave you 17 minutes, is that something you're going to be satisfied with, especially if it works the way it did yesterday?
Yes, I'll be extremely satisfied if they're able to keep double O on that starting lineup. Of course, I want to see more minutes from Porzingis, and I know we'll see that down the line. But I've been really impressed with double O so far this season. I feel like he's expanding his game very, very well. They did not beat the Knicks, of course, as of recently, but he had one of the best games of his young career against the Knicks, and he was going toe-to-toe with Karl-Anthony Towns. I feel like the Hawks were undersized in that matchup. So when you throw a guy like Porzingis in the lineup, I think that only helps Double O. So I certainly would keep him out there, and I think he expands the floor and stretches the floor, being as though he's added that three-point shot to his game. So, yeah, I would certainly keep him out there. If they can keep Porzingis out on the court as well, I think their games blend very well together.
Somebody else we saw yesterday, too, Luke Kennard gave it 15 points. Now, this guy comes to the team to help the perimeter scoring. That's supposed to be his goal. That's been his forte. That's what he's always done against Atlanta over the years. I mean, now he's in his uniform, and he threw in 15 yesterday. I think that was big for him, if he can be consistent.
Yeah, that was very big. You know, when they signed him during the offseason, I was excited to see what he would bring. Because you say he's kind of been an Atlanta Hawks killer over his career thus far. But he hasn't been playing his game as of recently. He's a three-point assassin. But when he's had minutes with the Hawks, I see him driving to the rim. I see him, you know, taking two-point shots and things like that. So I'm happy to see him finally going back to what he does best and shooting that three ball. I think if he does that, he helps this lineup tremendously coming off that bench.
What do you want to see from Quinn Snyder moving forward if you get all of these guys back? You know, we can talk about his coaching. We can talk about his rotations, which we have. But now, on the eve of things coming back as we approach the All-Star, well, about a month out from that. But how are you feeling about it? You comfortable with this coach taking this team to where it needs to be?
I still am. I think things have been unfortunate, not only for Coach Snyder, but just for the Hawks lineup overall because of injuries. We had injuries last year. We've had injuries to start off this year. So, you know, I know they're in the business of winning, so he has to get wins somehow, some way. But if the lineup can stay healthy, I want to see how this team flourishes defensively. That's kind of been his calling card. He's kind of been known over the years, especially with his time in Utah, as being a bit of a defensive guru, and we haven't seen that yet here in his time in Atlanta. Now, don't get me wrong. I understand he hasn't had the likes of a Rudy Gobert in this lineup, but maybe with Porzingis there, actually having someone who can protect the rim, other guys can fit into his philosophy defensively. So I really want to see these guys turn up defensively. And I think we kind of saw that yesterday. I guess a pretty good offensive team when you think about Anthony Edwards and those guys over in Minnesota. So there's that question. It's got to be defense. I want to see where he can lead these guys and put them in the right position defensively, because that always turns into points for our Hawks.
Listen, I realize, but even by asking that question, it's unfair. It's incredibly unfair. But we sit and dissect the players the way we do and talk about what should be, or this is what we've seen them do, how come they're not doing it now, all of that stuff. But from time to time, you know, you just want to get the thoughts of what people are thinking about how these players are being used. And I don't know if we talk about that enough, Sam. And so I just want, you know, you guys are down there. Terrell's there pretty much every game, and he sees the, you know, adjustments, and he sees the rotations and all of that stuff. And so, again, that's why I asked that. Not trying to get anybody pushed out. I'm curious of what you see, and are you frustrated by not just the players on the bench, but the guys at the end of the bench doing the coaching?
No, that was a very fair question, and there has been a bit of frustration, yes, indeed, because you want to see a guy, again, like Coach Snyder, who is so – he's very praised in the league. A lot of coaches, a lot of players really love and respect his game. So although he has had to deal with the injury bug, you still want to see him find a way to kind of get over that hump with the rotations and with the personnel which he has. Yes, it is very unfair. I do understand that, and I could agree with you there. But you want to see something, and I don't feel like we've seen it, and I don't know – you know, do we point the finger at Coach Quinn? Has it been him? Has it been the players out there not really executing and understanding the philosophy? I can't really point a finger or put a finger on that as of yet. But now with a healthy lineup, if they can stay healthy, there's kind of no excuses. We got to see what he can do and how he can lead these guys defensively.
Yeah, Terrell, you mentioned the trade deadline. If you were to inject an element, not saying knowing the name of a player, but inject an element that this team needs more of, what would you try to acquire before the end of the trade deadline?
Yeah, it would have to be a big coming off of the bench. If they can keep Porzingis healthy, if they can keep Double O in the lineup, in the starting lineup, it would have to be a big coming off the bench. I think the lack of having that 6'11", 7-foot guy when Porzingis was out, or having someone on the bench to turn to, has really helped the Hawks. They're a smaller team when you got to lean on Double O to be the center. So I would go after a big man. I don't think, for me, it would be a starting big man. I know we've heard a lot of names swirling as we going around right now.
Yeah, right.
I wouldn't make a very impactful trade. I still would kind of see what I have with the roster thus far, but it would have to be some type of big man off of the bench. A guy over a 7-footer coming off the bench and get him about 15 to 20 minutes a night and kind of help out that front court.
Need some physicality, what you mean?
Some presence, right?
Change some shots and do some things like that. Okay, all right, we'll watch for that.
All right, listen, this is our first guest this morning. We got really burying the lead here and the most important question to ask. You got your Black Eyed Peas for today?
It's funny, I actually do. I made a meal yesterday, had some Black Eyed Peas. They seem to be, I mixed my beans this year. I did Black Eyed Peas, I did butter beans and pinto beans. I mixed them all up.
Okay.
With some turkey and the special roux I learned how to make over the years. And it was extremely tasty over some rice last night.
So
I'm gonna have to dibble and dabble with that and some macaroni and cheese as well. So
all them beans you mixed together?
Things look
I'm not watching the game at your house today.
Without the mask on. Yikes.
I'm sure they taste wonderful.
Delicious.
Outstanding.
That's the bottom line. Blazing Saddles.
That's the bottom line, man.
All right, man. Listen, how the kids doing?
Everybody's well. Last night was pretty good with some sparkling apple cider and just kicking back and watching the ball drop and fireworks across the world. A little laughter and time for bed. So everybody's well. Excited for a new year, and I'm excited to talk to you guys this morning. I appreciate kicking off the new year like this.
I actually do have a quick question for you, and this is important. What, for those of you who don't know, Terrell had a little boy not long ago. Name is Kobe. And my question is this. What has been the thing that he's done that's made you smile, that's gone, oh, look, he just did? Okay. I'm not talking about something in his diaper. I'm just saying something that he did that, you know, you and his mother just sort of just grinned at and thoroughly enjoyed that stayed with you. Anything?
Right now it's starting to be the eye contact that he actually notices his mother and I. And when he sees us, it seems like he lights up and smiles and giggles and the cuckooing. That's probably the coolest thing yet. When his vision is getting better now, he's almost 4 months, so he can identify us for sure. When he does identify us, seeing him light up is pretty cool. So I would have to say that.
Look at that, man. See,
yeah, man.
We can mess with him all day long. At the end of the day, he goes, I got Kobe.
How about that?
He just goes home and holds that baby. Congratulations, man.
Yeah, man.
Enjoy the rest of your day. Happy New Year. And you know that we'll be talking to you soon.
Oh, Happy New Year, 92.9 The Game family. I appreciate everything y'all do. Let's have a great 2026.
All right, man. Appreciate you.
There he is, Terrell Thomas. So we got Selah, who will be on some network soon as reporting. Then we got Mello.
Mello.
We got to watch out for that dude. He's the middle child. You know, you got to watch out for the middle child.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
Then you got Kobe.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up, we are going to head into Noelle's world. What's she going to talk about? I got no idea. But it is up next.
Let's go.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Happy New Year!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 A Game. It's Sam and Greg. We are in for the morning shift on this New Year's Day. Got to remember, it's a Thursday morning. Do you know what day of the week it is? These last, you got to think about it, right?
Yeah, Thursday.
Well, I mean, literally have to think about it with just all this holiday stuff running together here. It's a morning where we are just, we're just having some fun, man. And I can't tell you how much we're enjoying you. Because you're going down a couple rabbit holes. You're doing some stuff Sam doesn't normally do, and I just want to tell you that. Shout out to Chief Brandon. No, we're saying it's a good thing. We're enjoying you. Your humor is coming out this morning, and it's been quite fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you say so.
Yeah. Am I right, Noel? We enjoying this, dude?
It has been a fun, interesting roller coaster ride,
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, yeah, I'll take responsibility for my contribution to it. Sure.
All right.
Anyway.
Yep.
We turn things over to you, Noel.
Yeah, I'm about to add to the ride.
Pardon?
I'm about to add to the ride.
Okay.
Put your hands up. Whee! Let's go. Add to the Sam and Greg roller coaster. We should be a ride at Six Flags.
I know, that's right.
We talked about that yesterday.
Let's do
it. We literally talked about that yesterday.
So. Look at that. Synergy. Okay, so Greg was looking at me crazy, but I came back with that Kate Bush tune.
I wasn't looking at you crazy.
For a particular reason.
Okay, please.
So, I'm always on a pop culture nerd kick, so that I was about to tell a lie. But I have yet to turn my attention to Stranger Things, but Stranger Things keeps turning their attention to me.
They do.
So,
okay.
Yes.
Well, now.
Yeah, because it's almost like they're trying to, like, Vecna's trying to draw me in. Like, they're trying to draw me upside down to finish the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I'm not there yet. But it keeps trying to pull me and my attention in. And so this week what I have found is that when I do finally get to season 5 of whatever's going on in the upside down of fake Indiana / Atlanta.
Okay.
The Duffer Brothers.
Go ahead.
Exactly. In the fall of 1987. The Duffer Brothers have managed to clear not one, but two very popular, expensive Prince songs.
Whoa. Okay.
And they were able to clear them off the backs and the heels of season 4's resurgent breakaway hit, Kate Bush, Running Up That Hill.
Okay.
So Running Up That Hill is a huge part of season 4. And because of that, it reaches number 3 on the July Billboard chart in 2022. Number 3.
All right.
Okay.
In 2020, this is like almost 30 years later, due to the power of Stranger Things.
We've seen this happen before where a TV show will take a song like that and boost it back up.
Yeah.
And due to that, the Prince estate said, who is this? Oh, the Duffer Brothers. Who do they do? They got that show on the Stranger Things. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Go ahead. How many y'all want? One or two or three. It's going to be in a prominent episode. We'll be this big scene, right? What we doing? Because that means we're about to get paid. So they were able to lift and put into very pivotal scenes, apparently, mm-hmm. in episodes 8 and 9, it sounds like. They were able to get their hands on When Doves Cry and Purple Rain.
Really?
That's what I said, too.
I was curious about
what
album they were pulling that off of. So they went to Warner Brothers and got that.
Yeah, and that's very interesting because the movie is set in 87, so it's not like they're trying to make any type of like time comparison, because it's like 3 years late. I mean, the album's timeless. So it doesn't matter when you use it. It still fits in the 80s. But, yeah, they are going after the creme de la creme of Prince hits.
Okay.
And it will be interesting to see how this affects the charts once everybody really starts turning their attention to Stranger Things. Because
yeah.
I think one of the episodes just dropped last night at 8 p.m. Because I get the notifications, too. Like, the Vecna's trying to get me upside down. He's trying to get me in the upside down. I'm not ready to go yet. But I will share what I have learned. But it's going to be really interesting to see, like,
it is interesting.
The younger kids that are experiencing the 80s through Stranger Things experience Prince and the connection that they'll have to it. Because it won't be tied to that fever dream of a loose biopic that they created in 84, but it'd be more attached to whatever heartfelt scenes and things they have going on here for them. So it'll be interesting.
I didn't think of it that way interesting. I thought of it interesting as far as, because you said you started with the family.
Yeah.
Okayed this. Did they actually?
Well, no. I said the estate. So,
the
you know,
estate.
That's the family and, but yeah.
Okay. I don't know that the estate has anything. I have to look at this. Would they have anything to say about the stuff from Purple Rain? If you remember the timeline.
I do.
When he left Warner Brothers, it was because he had a problem with them, and he wrote Slip. Remember, he was performing as that's when he changed it to the artist formerly known as Prince.
This is true.
Okay, so his contract ended with Warner Brothers. They still own that. So I'm wondering if...
Well, at one point, there is a point where artist works reverts back to their artist. So I don't know if you remember a couple years ago, Brother Love was out here giving his Bad Boy artists their catalog back. Well, he wasn't really giving them anything. That was going to happen eventually anyway. It was a way to show goodwill to us. You know, good PR. So at some point, and I don't know if it's happened yet. I would have to look, but this article was saying
that was his deal.
Yeah.
No, that's an outlier. Because if that's not the case all across the board. Otherwise, Taylor Swift wouldn't have had to buy her catalog
back.
Well,
that's not true. That means Taylor didn't want to wait. Eventually.
When you say, okay, I need to know how many years, decades that has to go.
Now that I would have to look.
Yeah, but
eventually
look
it does revert back to the original artist.
And I'm see, again, here's what we learned for the longest time is that them dudes from the Beatles didn't own their stuff, right? Michael Jackson bought it.
Yeah,
and
but their stuff
and
got sold.
McCartney couldn't get that. And that was so many decades after they had already broke up.
Yeah,
I got.
But their
got
stuff got sold to somebody. So
pardon,
I said, but their stuff got to your point sold to somebody else.
Like and Warner Brothers could have sold Prince's stuff too,
but they didn't.
I don't.
What Warner Brothers kept it to them, and that's the interesting thing with music right now, because that's the big conversation. You have a lot of artists completely selling their catalog and getting off now and getting a big dollar.
Did you hear about that? Who did it recently?
Yeah, The Weeknd.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're talking about $1 billion.
I heard it was $200 million.
Yeah, now that sounds more
that's,
plausible.
I don't know about that billion stuff.
That sounds more plausible
to me. Yeah, I heard $200 million.
Because I saw that too. I was like $1 billion.
No,
that don't sound.
No.
Because if I was The Weeknd, I would sell that for $1 billion too. Because I don't think that's $1 billion catalog.
I'd sell mine too for $1 billion.
Exactly. Because I don't think that's $1 billion catalog.
Would you sell yours?
You know, I can see why Hall and Oates. Well, you know, one side more than the other. But
Justin
I can see why
Bieber
Hall and
sold
Oates
his for $200 million. That was Justin
really?
Bieber. Now, yeah,
and that's a
and
good get out
because
I don't think his catalog is $200 million worth.
I thought that was low, but I don't follow his music and I didn't know how much it generated. So when you talk about The Weeknd is somewhat equal to that, I mean we don't know exact numbers, but it's in that ballpark,
right?
And then you think about Springsteen who sold his for $500 million.
Mm-hmm.
And so you know I don't know, but I'm like we talked about Paul Harvey earlier. I need some more information on this Prince thing.
We're gonna dig into the files and see if we can come
and
up
who
with.
Gets that money and how much did they really have to? Maybe that's because of that. Because
right now I'm looking at Netflix's site. So according to Netflix, the estate and whoever's a part of the estate, because we all know that that's a conglomerate of, right, of people and corporations.
You got a bunch of arguing relatives.
Exactly.
That's what it is.
But whoever the estate is, approved the official use of Purple Rain and When Doves Cry outside of Purple Rain, the entity of the movie. So that will, it'll be interesting to see how it's used and how the kids respond to it, and really how it hits these charts and how it affects merchandising sales. Because people love print stuff.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
And it's beyond putting the album on the wall. They want the T-shirt. They want the coffee mug. They want the cozy. They want the blanket. People love prints.
When did those songs air on Stranger Things?
So this one is supposed to be episode 8. And I'm not sure how I think they're releasing it. They released like 4 at a time, and now it's like episode chunks. But I think Purple Rain is supposed to be in episode 8.
What was one like of the beefs with the strike? It was that the residuals for these streaming services aren't anywhere near what they used to be. That's another reason. As I think this through, I'm wondering if that's a part of the reason why they decided to go after that, because it's not going to be as expensive. I don't care where you are. If your show's on a streaming platform, your residuals are a fraction of what they could be or what they used to be when it was network. Mm-hmm. That's why they're so popular now. So I'm wondering if that was one of the reasons why they said, hey, we can afford this now.
Yeah, because that's interesting, too, because, you know, there's a lot of network shows that we lost, like WKRP in Cincinnati.
Well, that was a long time ago.
Because music was so, well, I just mean like reruns.
Oh, yeah, for that show, I got it.
Because the music was so important to the episodes, and they couldn't clear it after the original contract. And it was like, well, what are we supposed to do with these episodes now? And even when Everybody Hates Chris, like, they use a lot of 80s music to set the scene. And when I bought that first DVD DVD collection set of the first season, it wasn't there, and it makes a complete tonal shift of the show. It's just not the same.
I would be interested to find out what the payout has been since when they rerun like a show like Friends.
Right.
And that song became a top 10 song from that. And now that it's in reruns and whatever platform it's on, what was it? What's that band, The Replacements or whatever, who sang that song? I don't know.
I have no idea.
I don't know. I know it's something with an R.
But that's an interesting question, because I wonder the same thing with Gilmore Girls. You know, they use a Carole King song for their intro.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. And Gilmore Girls pops up like every 5 years. They do revival shows and people love it and they flock to whatever. So I'm also wondering how that affects her sales.
That Heavy D with Living Color.
Yeah.
How many reruns of that? But yeah, it's an interesting marriage that has been strained over the years because of technology and how it's being used now. So, yeah, to that point, I'd be real interested to find out what the so-called estate is getting or what they paid to air that, the rights to get that.
But it's kind of a double dip, though, because you get to go back on the charts, too. So that's an added bonus. It'd be interesting to see how it works out.
Can you name a song that went to number one twice?
Off the top of my head, no.
Yeah. I only know of one. I'm sure there was another one. But there's two I can think of. Elton John's Candle in the Wind,
okay,
which he rewrote for.
Yep.
But the other one was the first one was The Twist.
Okay.
Chubby Checker put it out, and
Chubby
then it
Checker,
was in.
And then,
high school something, and it was in that movie, and then boom, it went right back up to number one.
Oh, wow.
So
okay.
That was the first one that was like, went to number one twice.
Well, there we go.
Come on. I'm sure we'll come back with The Twist, maybe. Anyway, it is Sam Gerd. Thank you. That was Noel's World coming up. Sam brought up an interesting stat earlier when we were prepping for the show, talking about the professional teams in this city and how they performed in 2025. We're going to talk about that, compare the ones, and you might be surprised who was the best performing team. That's all coming up. I'm going to talk to Miles Garrett, who is in New Orleans, getting a set for the game tonight, Ole Miss and Georgia, and a casting call. Money's flying through the air, but there are opportunities behind the camera. Going to let you know about those. That is all coming up. Sam and Greg in for the morning shift on this New Year's Day. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.